and the mercy of your presence here. We're once again reminded the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. In your word, you said that it is by the blood that all things are reconciled. That all things are made peace. In heaven and earth. By nothing else but the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the peace that we have with you right now, that we can come before your throne. And by the peace that's brought about through your blood, we have said that you will once again bring peace also between us, brothers and sisters. That you will bring the peace into our families. And the power of your blood once again bring peace into the place where we work. And that your peace, the blood will bring peace into us, between us and our destinies. What the devil has destroyed, what the devil has robbed, our destinies. Once again, we submit under your blood. Let the blood bring peace between us and our destinies. This is the peace that we proclaim over this place today. Let's soak a little bit more in the presence of the Lord. That worship is to set an atmosphere, to set a condition for us. So our heart comes into an alignment, into a tuning of God's voice. Now the Lord, His voice is going to speak to us. So in this time when the Lord is going to speak to us, let's just quiet our hearts, let's quiet our agenda, and let the Lord just speak to us. Let there be a peace come about between us and our destinies. Lord, let there be the blood of Jesus Christ covering over us and our destinies. And you speak into your children right now. Give them a fresh picture of who they are. Thank you. Lord. These are your soldiers. These are your 300 of the Gideon. Lord, we come before you. We're not looking for an emotional experience. We're not here to look for a temporary high. Lord, we're not here to even seek for our own needs, the pressures that we face in life. But Lord, these are the 300 you've identified. That you will do deep work in their life. You will do real transformation, long-lasting transformation in their lives. There's true, genuine elevation and lifting up of their lives. Lord, this is what we see. In the quietness of our hearts, in the stillness of your voice. This is what we seek, Lord. The true, genuine transformation of our hearts so that we can become soldiers of this generation. God, breathe into your children now. Breathe into your children. Okay, let's all say it together. Wei li song, wei li song, wei li song. Zu yi cheng jiu. Okay, the Lord, he will fulfill. In Chinese together. Wu yi cheng jiu. Zu yi cheng jiu. Zu yi cheng jiu. Amen. God is doing some wonderful work here. You may be seated. And as long as we ready our hearts, ready our spirit, He will do some deep transformation work in us. I remember a few years ago, I was at a meeting that I was supposed to speak at. I was at a meeting that I was supposed to speak at.
应该是去做讲的。
And that day the Holy Spirit worked just very powerfully. There was a couple of ceremonies that was taking place before I had to speak. They were recognizing people being, you know, being taken into the board of directors of a, you know, of the church. And it was a very moving, you know, ceremony. It's very spirit filled. It was so spirit-filled that I noticed two things in me that was very unusual. When the Holy Spirit fills a place, all you change, that the person changes. And the meeting was going, you know, it was going long, and then they were taking away my time. But I found that I wasn't anxious or angry. That was a really strange feeling. My goodness. And then the other thing I noticed is that, even more strange, is that the spirit was so strong at that time, I wanted to apologize to everyone that had offended me. I mean, usually you want to offend, you know, apologize to people that you've offended, right? I was thinking of all these people who did things wrong to me, and I want to apologize to them. And that was the genuine, you know, feeling that overcame me during that time of a very spirit-filled meeting. After a while, even after the meeting was over, those feelings just kind of flew away. So I just said to the Holy Spirit, what happened? You know, why did it go away? And God, just during these last couple of days, you know, as we were preparing for this meeting, God reminded me of that situation. And then He finally kind of gave me the answer, why did it kind of flow away? It's because if you want that to be part of who you are, I mean, God will give you emotional experiences, transient emotional experiences. It is just natural in the presence of the Almighty God. You can't help it but be part of His glory when He shows up. But it will go away. If it's not part of who you are. And God says that we have to go deeper. And He will make that part of who we are, a total transformation. God will do it. For those of you who know me, quite well. How do you think I would be different if I really had those characteristics completely transformed in me? Oh my goodness.
你想想如果我要是 这样子完全的被神的这样一个大能这样子转换的话，那么我生命当中的这些个性会是怎样的呢？
God is going to do something like that here.
那神在我们的当中要做这样的工作。
The move of the Holy Spirit is very different this year than any other year.
那今年圣灵的感动和往年非常不一样。
And one of the reasons is because I believe God is going to do not just give you a transient emotional experience.
那我相信说神不单单是说让你在情感上经历这样子的一个提升的经历。
But he is going to do some genuine deep level transformation work in every one of us.
那他在我们当中的每一个人身上，他要做那样一个真实的生命的转换的工作。
And the reason he's going to do that is because there is something great coming. He's going to have to prepare his people for what is coming.
那为什么他要做这样一个工作？是因为有更大的事情要来到，他要预备他的百姓来承接这样一个大的事情。
Okay, let's look in the scripture.
那现在我们来读一段圣经。
God has God has a message for us that is not milk.
神给我们了一个信息，那不是牛奶。
And for some of us, it might be very, very hard steak.
那对我们有些人来说，可能是那种煎得很硬的牛排。
But hopefully, you know, the way that we deliver it, we can make it into a juicy, tasty, tender steak.
那我们希望说，我们这样子来释放这个信息的方式，会让这个硬的牛排变成一个非常汁很多，然后味道很美的一块牛排。
Just a little bit of what we're thinking God is doing.
那我想要稍微分享一下神在我们当中做什么。
And reason why we want to do that is because. You know, Jesus, the only thing he did, the only strategy that he had was that he was doing what the Father did.
那我们知道耶稣他做的唯一的一件事情，他唯一的一个策略就是他做父告诉他所做的。
He didn't even understand everything about the strategy of the cross.
他对十字架的这样一个策略，他并不是全然的了解。
We saw that in scripture. He had to have conference calls with Elijah and Moses.
我们在圣经上看到说，他和以利亚和摩西有一个这样电话会议。
To understand what's going to happen for the work of salvation.
他会来跟他们一起讨论。也知道想要知道说到底救恩这个词到底是什么。
Even when he was going on the cross, he asked the Father, "Can this be another strategy? Can you have another way, please?"
那就是在他去上十字架之前，他都问父神说：“你可不可以有另外一个策略？”
But even with all the sort of things that was hidden from him, he had one strategy that always worked.
那即使在他前面有很多的障碍，但是他有一个策略总是可行的。
John chapter 5, I do only what the Father is doing.
在约翰福音五章说，我只做父神让我所做的。
And God oftentimes wants to let us know what he's doing.
那神很多时候让我们知道说他到底在做什么。
And if he really feels something is important, he will take us to a place of extreme. He will take us to a place where we cannot miss his signal.
那有时候他因为那件他要做的事情非常重要，他就把我们带到一个非常极端的地方。
And God has been giving us a couple of signals recently concerning His work of the kingdom.
那神最近给了我一些信号，就是他自己想到关于他国度的一些事情。
And He also has given us some signals concerning this conference as it relates to the work of God's kingdom.
那神也就这个特会来给了我一些信号，就是跟他国度之间的一个联系。
Do you want to know what these signals are? Do you want to know what the Father is showing us?
你想不想知道说这些信号是什么？你想不想知道说父神在对我们说什么
？Do you want to know?
你想要知道吗
？Because if you know, then you have responsibility.
那如果你知道的话，你就会有一个责任。
And if you have responsibility, we better respond right.
如果你有一个责任，你最好是有一个对的回应。
No kidding.
真的，我们不是开玩笑。
Well, the fact that many of you are here, I know that God has a certain call on your life.
那因为你们在这个地方，我就知道说神在你们的生命当中有一个呼召。
This year, you can see this year our attendance has drastically been reduced.
那你们可以看到，今年在我们的特会当中的人数是大大的减少。
Probably.Even less, or maybe just about the same as the very first year that we did this conference in 1995.
那几乎或者是 更少一些，比我们在1995年第一次来举办这个特会的时候，那个人数会更少，或者是差不多。
If you're like, you know, if you're like me, an analyst, you know, I always look at trends and look at numbers.
那如果你像我一样，或者是我们喜欢去看这些趋势，去看这些数据分析。
In the last couple of years, we were very steady around.High 500, low 600 people in registration. You look at our registration records.
那我们来看看那个我们以往的这样一个参加特会的人数的记录，就发现说，一般都是在500到600之间，就是在500比较高的数字那边。
For many years, it's been steady like that.
那前面几年都是很稳定的在那个数字。
No, not too much movement, and not exciting for us. It's not going up or anything.
那就是非常稳定，也没有说非常有时候让我们非常激动说跳得很高那个数字。
Suddenly this year it got cut to almost less than half.
那突然在这一年神一下把它就是减少了一半。
And there's something going on here.
那一定是有什么事情在进行。
You know, somethWhen something changes that drastically compared to trend, and we really didn't do that much thing, no, that many things that are so different.
那你知道，当那个数字突然非常大大的一个减少，就是跟以往的这种趋势比起来非常大大减少的时候，那么我们没有做任何不同的事情的时候。
You know, I mean, you can say, "Well, you're going out of style." Okay, it's 20 years. You're going out of style.
说我们已经20年了，我们可能就是已经没有办法再跟这个流行趋势相比了。
But it wouldn't come down like this. It's kind of going like this, you know, until we hang ourselves.
但是也不会就像那个突然一下完全的下滑，应该是渐渐的这样下滑。
Even before I send out the first announcement for the conference,
那当我第一次这样子做这个特会的报告的时候，
还没有做的报告以前
，OK.
People are writing me. Oh, we're sorry, we cannot come this year, but we're going to come next year.
那很多人就写信给我说，哦，对不起，我们今年没有办法来，但是我们明年一定会来。
At that time, I already saw a pattern. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Is there a conspiracy?
到底是发生了什么事情
？Are these people talking to each other? Is there a conspiracy?
他们这些人是不是就一直这样子互相这样子去交流，然后他们之间有一个阴谋。
I don't know how you take it, you know. I try to be very scientific about it.
我不知道大家是怎么样来看这件事情，但是我就是以一个科学家的眼光来看。
I try to draw back to my statistic classes and probability classes or statistics.
那我就开始这样子，从我以往所学过的那个统计课程当中，我就开始来分析。
See, this is a signal.
这是一个信号。
This is what do you call it? This is an anomaly. This is something that's not normal. Something has happened outside of this system, if you will.
那这个事情真的不是很普通的，真的是不寻常的，就是一定有什么事情会要发生的。
And so then you begin to reflect. When do God reduce people?
那你们有没有想一想，什么时候神大大的让人数减少？
But we can reduce people really easy by just being silly. But how does God reduce people?
你知道我们人有时候会就说没有任何策略的这样子把人数减少，但是什么时候是神让人数大大减少？
From people chasing after Jesus because they were feeding, Jesus was feeding them.
当人们这样子一直追赶耶稣，是因为耶稣这样喂饱他们。
To the time when Jesus says, you gotta drink my blood, eat my flesh.
那当耶稣这样子说，你要来喝我的杯，你要来吃我的饼。
When he looked up, he said to his disciples, "Are you not going to leave too?"
那他就开始对他的门堂的门徒说，你们想要离开了吗？
That big drop in numbers.
那样子的一个大大的人数的减少。
Is when God begins to put demand.
那就是神要
开始要有一些要求。When God begins to identify and begin to select.
那神就开始这样子来显明，神就这样子来拣选。
Because he is getting ready for a greater work.
因为神已经开始要做更大的工作。
So I believe God is giving us a signal here right now that we cannot miss.
那我相信神现在在这个地方给我们一个信号，我们一定不会错失掉。
You know, if we were at 500, I would probably miss the signal.
那我们今天如果还有五百个人的话，我可能就会错失掉这个信号。
God had to get our attention.
那神要我们注意他。
Bam.
Bam.
Maybe down to 300.
也许就是比三百人还少。
Maybe at 300.
也许还是在三百人左右。
Because perhaps this is the Gideon 300.
因为这是，也许这是基甸的三百勇士。
I'm not saying that you all are Gideons or that you have to be here to be Gideon.
我没有说你们当中所有的人都是基甸的勇士，也没有说你并不是非要在这个地方你才会成为基甸。
But it is an indication to us what God is doing in this movement today.
那我这是实际上这是神给我的一个指数，就知道说今天他到底在做什么。
Yeah, for those of you who are not here, who are listening, who might listen to the recording later on, don't feel bad. It does not mean that you're not part of that Gideon 300.
那如果我们当中有一些人没有在这个地方，你如果是在听录音的话，你不要觉得你不要觉得感觉不好，因为你也许是基甸三百勇士之一。
The key point.
那重要的是。
Is that God is showing us.Through this situation, what he is doing today, what is the Father doing today?
那神就是借着这样一个状况来告诉我们说，他今天在做什么，父神今天在做什么。
He is identifying those that can stand like the Gideon's 300.
他现在开始要来点名，看看哪些人是这基甸的三百勇士。
And those are not the people that, those are the people that he is going to do deep transformation.
那这些人神要在他们的身上做一个生命非常深的一个转换。
We're not just going to be satisfied for a sort of a emotional, you know, a transient experience.
那我们并不是要在情绪上或者情感上来得到一个提升的这种感觉。
You know, not just one of those, I want to apologize to everybody who offended me kind of thing and then goes away.
那并不是像那种就是啊、哦、我现在想要向每一个人冲撞过我的人道歉，然后呢那种情绪慢慢就没了。
And, that's what we think the season is coming to right now.
那我们就看到说这样的一个季节正在来临。
And I will tell you in just a few minutes what I think is coming. What I think God is preparing us for.
那下面的几分钟当中，我要告诉大家说，神到底什么东西，到底什么事情在发生，神到底要做什么。
But before we do that, I'd like to kind of help all of us to get aligned to what this Gideon 300 thing that you're talking about is.
那在我讲这个之前，我想要跟大家这样子，让我们当中的每个人明白说基甸的三百勇士到底是什么。
So let's turn to Judges chapter 7.
那我们现在翻到士师记第七章。
This is one of the greatest miracles that God's ever done for the nation of Israel.
那这是神在以色列国人当中做的一个非常大的奇迹。
And if you want to understand the whole situation, you probably have to read from chapter 6 all the way to chapter 8.
如果你想要知道整个状况的话，你最好是从第六章一直读到第八章。
But because we live in time and space, we have to conserve our time, and then we're gonna read maybe just half of chapter 7.
那因为我们时间的关系，我们就只是读第七章的一半。
But I like to read everything together in English and in Chinese, because this is the word of God. We want to drink it in.
那我想要用中文同时来朗读。
我先念英文好了，再问中文
okay,
好不好？好。Okay, we're going to read from verses 1 to verse 8.
我们从第一节到第八节。
Judges chapter 1, verse 1 to 8.
士师记第七章一到八节。
Okay, so Jerubbaal, okay, that is Gideon. Gideon got a nickname. If you want to find out how he got that nickname, Jerubbaal, you read chapter 6. Okay, it's a nice name.
伊甸他有一个昵称叫做耶路巴利。如果你想知道说耶路巴利为什么成为基甸的昵称，你可以回到第六章去读。
Actually, in Israel, he's better known as Jerubbaal, not as Gideon.
那你知道在以色列人当中，他实际上就是叫他耶路巴利，实际上比叫基甸更好一些。
Okay, so this man Jerubbaal and his army got up early and went as far as the spring of Herod. The armies of Midian were camped north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh.
他和一切跟随的人早晨起来，在哈利泉边安营。 米甸营在他们北边的平原，靠近摩利港。
So they were fighting this huge army called the Midianites.
米甸营米甸人有非常多的人，他们就是叫在那个地方扎营，叫做米甸营。
And you know, God told Gideon that he's going to deliver the Midianites to him, to their hands, because the Midianites has been torturing and tormenting them for many years.
因为米甸人他们就是这样子苦待以色列人很多年了，所以呢，神告诉基甸说，他要将米甸人交到基甸的手中。
This is kind of a miracle in itself that God would do that, because Israel was definitely not strong enough to defeat the Midianites.
那本身这个就是一个神迹，因为以色列人没有办法和米甸人这样子去打仗，他们一定会输掉，因为米甸人非常的强大，以色列人非常的弱小。
And this chapter 7 here just begins to tell us how God goes about to defeat the Midianites.
那第七章这样子开始的时候，就告诉我们说，神怎样让基甸可以打败米甸人。
So verse 2,
第二节
it says, The Lord said to Gideon, You have too many warriors with you. If I let all of youfight the Midianites, the Israelites will boast to me that they save themselves by their own strength.
那耶和华对基甸说，跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大，说是我们自己的手救了我们。
So he said to Gideon, God said to Gideon, says, Therefore tell the people, whoever is timid or afraid may leave and go home. 22,000 of them went home, leaving only 10,000 who were willing to fight.
那神对基甸说，现在你要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山回去。于是有22,000人回去，只剩下一万。
There were hundreds of thousands of Midianites, just to give you a reference.
那我就想跟大家说，有上百万的米甸人。
So all of us Asians here, we were good in math, we know, but 22,000 left, leaving 10,000. So he started with only 32,000 to begin with.
那我们当中是华人的，就非常会数学，是亚洲人，非常会数学，就知道说神从30万，
不是30万，三万
人开始，然后三万二千人，然后22,000人离开，就剩下一万了。
So what do you think Gideon's doing right now?
那你知道说基甸现在在做什么吗？
Oh yeah, God.
Oh yeah, 神啊。
He's freaking out.
他非常害怕。
Already, I'm completely against the odds, and now you take 2/3 of my army and more with me, away from me.
那你现在把我三分之二的军队就给我拿走了。
So God said to Gideon.
那神就对基甸说。
You know, I can't have you do this next part.
我没有办法来让你做下面一个部分。
He let Gideon do the first part.
他让基甸做第一个部分。
Let the Gideon make the announcement. Okay, everybody who likes to go home, go home. You know, you're just chickens.
他就让基甸去这样子做一个宣告，说你们每个人，你们是害怕的人，你们就回家吧。你们这些人都是小鸡。
And truly, there was a lot of fear in there. You know, 22,000 just left.
那当然，我们就知道说，当里面有很多的惧怕，因为20,000多人就离开了。
Gideon must be like, I'm out of here too.
基甸肯定说，我也要走了。
So the next part, God says, I'm doing this myself.
然后下面一个部分，神就说，我来做这个部分。
I'm going to continue to select for you.
那我要继续的这样子来把你的人数减少。
So in verse 4, But the Lord told Gideon, There are still too many. Bring them down to the spring, and I will sort out who will go with you and who will not.
那耶和华对基甸说，人还是过多，你要带他们下到水边，我好在那里为你试试他们。我指点谁说这人可以同去，他就可以同你去。我指点谁说这人不可同你去，他就不可同你去。
You know, if God let Gideon do this next filtering, how many do you think Gideon will you know, take out?
那如果神让基甸再一次这样子来过滤人数的话，你知道，你想想神神会让基甸这样子留下多少人？
Gideon will probably tell them, hey, go back to the 22,000. Tell them I'll double their pay if they come back.
他肯定 要对这些人说，他说你们回到那两万二千人当中，告诉他们我给他双倍的薪水，让他回来替我打仗。
Sometimes God will just tell us, yeah, put aside your fears. You put yourself aside.
那神很多时候就对我们说，哦，把你的惧怕拿开，就是将你自己拿开。
I will do the selecting for you.
我现在要来为你做这样的工作。
To be honest, if it was up to me, I would never let this conference go down to less than 300 people.
你知道，要是我自己的话，我没有办法，我就绝对不可能让我的这个特会要下到。就是现在到300人左右。
But as we were sending out the announcements,
但是当我这样子，发出这样一个报告的时候，
some of you got my emails and so forth.
那我相信我们当中有些人到目前为止都有接到我的电子邮件，是不是？
Pastor Lee, my brother, and Pastor Senior Pastor and I, we all had the same sense.
那李翔牧师还有我们的主任牧师跟我有同样的感动。
God is telling us not to try to sell this conference.
但是神告诉我们说，你不要这样子去为这个特会来做广告。
You know, promise, you know, these big things, and you're gonna get filled, you're gonna get that, you know, you're gonna get that experience where you wanna apologize to everybody who offended you.
那不要告诉每一个人，你来了，你就会被圣灵充满，你会有这样子的一个情绪。我就是我们当中，如果有人觉得说被冒犯的话，我现在向大家道歉。
Oh, that you're gonna, your business is gonna grow in leaps and bounds, and then you will be set for life, and you know, you'll be a kingdom warrior.
那你的那个你的生意会不断的这样子扩大，你会成为一个神国的勇士。
God told us, just invite, send the invitation.
神就告诉我说，你就是这样子去将你的邀请信发出去。
Don't sell.
不要去做广告，去好像是要来卖这个特会一样。
Don't try to get back.
不要。竭尽全力的去将那两万二千人拉回来。
So what did the Lord do to Gideon?
那神在基甸那里到底做了什么？
When Gideon, verse 5, when Gideon took his warriors down to the water, the Lord told him, divide the men into two groups. In one group, put all those who cup water in their hands and lap it up with their tongues like dogs. In the other,put all those who kneel down and drink with their mouth in the stream.
那在第七节，神耶和华对基甸说：“我要用这甜水的三百人拯救你。”
第五节
，OK。基甸就带他们下到水旁。耶和华对基甸说：“凡用舌头舔水，像狗舔的，要使他单站在一处；凡跪下喝水的，也要使他单站在一处。”
Verse 6, only 300 of the men drink from their hands.
在第六节当中说到，于是用手捧着甜水的有三百人，其余的都跪下喝水。
All the others got down on their knees and drank with their mouth in the stream.
就是只有三百人用手把水捧起来舔着喝，其他的人都跪下喝水。
What do you think is going through Gideon's mind right now?
你想基甸现在心里在想什么？
Oh God, you're only taking away 300. Thank you, thank you.
神就在想说，哦，你只是在拿走三百人，谢谢你，谢谢你。
God's a surprise.
然后神有一个大大的惊喜。
You know, mutually exclusive. Huh? Going back to statistics again.
再一次，我们回到我们的统计学当中。
Either 300 or 9,700.
或者是。是三百人还是9,700人
The Lord told Gideon, "With these 300 men, I will rescue you and give you victory over the Midianites."
那耶和华对基甸说，我要用这甜水的三百人拯救你们，将米甸人交在你手中。
And God said, "Send all the others home."
然后神就说，把其他的人都让他叫其他人都回家去。
Gideon didn't even follow that direction. He was so afraid.
那基甸就没有办法来这样子来接受这样一个命令，因为他非常害怕。
Actually, he did. How come my scripture doesn't say that? Actually, I thought the Bible says that he sent them to the tents, the 10,000. Oh well, that's okay.
So in verse 8,
第八节,
so Gideon collected the provisions and ram horns of the other warriors and sent them home.
然后基甸就叫其他的人，就是就只带了这三百人，让这三百人带着食物和脚，其他的人都让他们去回去了。
But he kept the 300 men with him.
他就留下了这三百人和他在一起。
If you want to read exactly what happened, you know exactly what happened. You can read the rest of the chapter. Dramatic battle.
那如果你想要知道说到底发生了那整个故事是怎样的，你可以去读你的圣经。
God used these 300 people.
神用他的300人。
And stirred the atmosphere.
他就这样子来搅动当时的这样一个气氛。
Stir the atmosphere. Not only, you know, not only on the physical level, but on the spiritual level.
他这样子搅动这个气氛，不仅仅是在我们肉眼看得见的层面，而且在灵里面也搅动。
And triggered one of the greatest work, the greatest, you know, work of God's hands ever on the nation of Israel.
那就这样子成就了神从未在以色列人当中所成就的工作。
God, I believe, is about to do some great things through His church.
神在他的教会当中要做伟大的工作。
Because He's been giving us some other signals.
因为他现在正在开始给我们一些信号。
And it seems to be God's pattern that whenever He's going to be doing some great things.
那是神的一个这样子的一个规律，无论什么时候他要做伟大工作的时候。
He oftentimes would establish an atmosphere.
他首先就来营造一个气氛。
In the spirit, in the physical.
在灵里面，在我们看得见的地方。
And he would do that through a select few people.
他这样子来做的时候，他就开始这样来拣选。
That he identified.
他现在就开始一个个的这样子来考察。
And that these people would set the atmosphere that would then usher in the greater work of God.
那这些住在这样一个气氛当中的人，他就会经历到神这样子一件，就进入到神要所做的工作当中去。
He did the same thing with David and Goliath.
他在大卫和哥利亚之间做了同样的事情。
The Israelite army, you know, they had full capability of defeating the Philistines.
那当那个时候，以色列人他们有足够的能力这样子来打败。
非利士人。 We know that because they did that.
我们知道，因为他已经做过。But
they were standing next to each other, stalemate for like a month. You know, they were shaking whenever Goliath came out.
那你知道他们这样子互相对视已经很久了，不管什么时候哥利亚出来的时候，以色列人就在那个地方颤抖。And
God chose one small, insignificant little boy.
那神就拣选了一个非常 不起眼的一个小男孩。
And through just one battle, one stone, he changed the entire atmosphere.
那就是他用了就是这样的一个，就是一场战斗，然后一个石头，他就改变了整个的气氛。
That triggered faith in the rest of the army.
就将整个其他的，整个军队其他人的一个信心就完全的改变了。
And that army then truly fulfilled their destiny and went after and defeated the Philistines.
那他们就这个军队就完全的这样子来进入到他们的命定当中，打败了非利士人。
That's God's pattern all along.
这是神在一直他的工作当中的一个规律。
And we believe that this is a moment that God is beginning to identify for a coming greater work.
那我相信说，在这样的一个时刻，神正在这样子来点名他所拣选的人，这样子来预备他更大的工作。Do
you want to be part of this greater work? Do you want to be part of this spearhead?
那你想不想要这样子进入到神这样一个伟大的工作当中去？Do
you want to respond to him?
你想要给神一个回应吗？
Maybe you should just listen to what we have to say first, and then I'll see if I'll buy it after that. Let me see the merchandise first before I buy.
那你可能就说，哇，让我先看到那个商品，我再决定来说我买不买。
God called you here, He has a purpose for you.
那神这样呼召你在这个地方，他对你的，他对你有一个目的。
God called Pastor Tai over 20 years ago to push forth this concept, this call called the 10,000, the 500.
在二十多年之前，神呼召我们主任戴牧师这样子一直来为一万五百这个目标这样子来向前迈进。
We still don't fully understand it.
我们到现在为止没有完全的明白。
But we know that it has something to do with the marketplace, economy, finances.
那我们就知道说一定会 这个意向一定会与我们的金融与我们的经济体系和我们的职场有一个关系
and how the church is supposed to express itself in these different realms of the world
那教会是怎样在这样的一些领域当中来表达教会的作用
so knowing that was what God has called me to do
那知道神对我们的呼召知道我们要去做什么的时候、
A lot of us love Pastor Tai, but sometimes we don't really understand what he's talking about, right?
我们当中很多人，我们喜欢我们的主任牧师，但是很多时候我们也不一定知道说他到底在说什么。
And the reason is because God speaks to him concerning these things.
那是因为神在就着这件事情来对他说话。
And many of those things are mysteries until we finally get a revelation from God and get to understand the whole.
那这些都是奥秘，直到神给了你他的启示之后，你突然明白了，说哇。
Yeah, but if we want to go in the stream of what God is doing, we have to be attentive to the servants that He has risen up.
那我们要进入到神这样子一个工作的流当中的时候，我们需要这样子对他所拣选的仆人有一个注意。
Because God will speak to His servants, and God will bring His messages to us.
那神会借由他的仆人将他的信息将他的、哦、心意这样传递给我们
and、God began to speak in Pastor Tai a message about 7 years ago that I finally understood just a couple of weeks ago
那神在7年前对我们主任牧师所讲的一个信息我在 几个星期之前我才真正的明白
but it's important that we understand it because I believe that's what、it kind of gives us a sense of what's going to happenin the next year, in the next couple of years, that's going to be shaking the world.
那我觉得说这个非常重要，就知道说神也许就是借着这个信息来告诉我们说，在下面一年或下面几年当中，神要这样子来震动这个世界。
We have, the church is against a Midianite army. We cannot defeat the systems of this world by ourselves.
那实际上我们、教会也是基甸的勇士，因为我们没有办法来这样子来、打败这个世界的金融系统。
But God is still sort of giving a signal that He's going to be doing something similar to Gideon, similar to what happened with the Midianites here through His church in the next few years.
那我自己觉得说，我有一个感动，就是神会把他在基甸和米甸人之间所做的工作，要同样做在我们的教会当中。
So I would just share with you, what we understand up to now.
那我就想把我们现在能够明白的事情，我们来。
So Gideon's army, we can stand together and we can seek even deeper God's heart.
那作为基甸的300勇士，我们可以这样子站在一起，我们一起来寻求神的心意和神的面。
8 years ago,
八年前。
This is 2014. It's 2008. Almost 7 years ago.
大约7年前。
Pastor Tai and I、and my younger brother or my two brothers, we were, you know, invited to Hong Kong.To speak at a conference.
主任牧师还有我的两个弟弟，我们被邀请去香港参加一个特会。
This is the full gospel business conference, you know, for all of Asia.
这是一个对整个亚洲的一个弟兄的一个全福会。
And it was right around the dates of September 11th. It was from September 10th to 12th, around that time.
那个时候正好是在911期间，是从9月10号到9月12号。
And my father was slated to speak on September 11th, 2008.
那我的父亲是在2008年九月十一号期间这样子。
他那天要讲。
被人邀请去讲道。
他那天9月11号。
9月11号那一天，他正要讲道。
And you know he felt that there was significance in that. 7 years after 9/11, and you know we're here in this.、Uh, in this marketplace oriented conference.
那他就会觉得说这件事情非常重要，他就觉得就是七年之后，在911发生七年之后，在这样的一个特会当中，他要这样去讲的时候，他觉得这件事情非常重要。
I will only tell you part of what that message is, and there's more to what I tell you, but I will tell you only part of the message that relates to what we're talking about today.
那当然就是戴牧师分享的那个信息有很多，我只是想把当中的一个部分告诉大家，因为那个部分和我们今天所讲的是有关系的。
So obviously he asked God, what is the significance? What do I need to bring forth to these people?
那我就当时 my dad is asking of you.
My father is asking God.
那我的爸爸就来问神说，你到底就是借着这样一个，我觉得是这样一个重要的日期，你到底要跟这些人来讲什么？
And one thing God told him is to look at your son.
那有一件事情神告诉他说，你看看你的儿子。
Of course, look at me, right? His favorite, right? No, he has.
当然，就是哦，一定是看看我，对不对？我现在正在讲，不是，他有三个儿子。
The youngest of his son, Pastor Li Xiang, you seen him?
那他最小的一个儿子是我们的李翔牧师，大家有看到他。
His birthday is 9/11.
他的生日是在九月十一号。
September 11, 1972.
他是1972年九月十一号。
In fact, the house that he's been living at for many years now.
那实际上他所住的那个房子。
His number also is 911.
他的那个号，那个房子的那个号也是911。
So then God showed my father.
那神就开始对我的父亲启示。
That in his Chinese name, 戴李翔。
那他的中文名字叫戴李翔。
In the Xiang, my Chinese is not 10% of yours, but I heard my wife told this to me.
我的中文不及大家十分之一好，但是中文那个翔字，我的太太这样告诉我。
She said it's It's two letters. It's two characters together. One is 神 or revelation.
那他说这个翔是由两个部分组成的。那第一个部分呢是启示，或者是说神。
And then the other is yang lamb.
那第二个部分是羊。
So part of my father's message at that time in Hong Kong.
那当时我父亲在香港所讲的那一篇道当中。
He says, you know, this.There is a revelation of Christ, the Lamb, that's coming.
他就说到说这个有一个启示，就是羔羊耶稣基督要来了。
No, there's a revelation of Jesus Christ, a manifestation of Jesus Christ, 就是羔羊的启示。
他就说是羔羊的启示在我们的当中。
And that is related to this 9/11.
那跟911是有关系的。
9/11 is what is an attack against our finances, against our security, against our, you know, basically economic system.
那911是什么？就是对我们来说是一个完全的一个攻击，是对我们的金融系统以及对我们的安全，或者对世界整个的经济系统是一个攻击。
And then in this idea, in this realm, God, Jesus Christ is going to manifest His authority.
那在这样一个环境当中，神要开始彰显他的权柄。
I completely didn't understand that at that time.
我在听那篇道的时候，我完全没有明白。
But God was speaking to him.
但是神透过他来说话。
Because if you remember 2008 September. About 18 days later, after September 11.
那大家记得在2008年，当时差不多911之后18天之后。
The Dow Jones in the U.S. market took its largest point drop ever in its history.
那道琼斯指数在历史上有一个最大的一个下跌。
And many people consider that drop to be kind of a symbolic trigger of the global economic tsunami.
那很多人知道说，很多人觉得说，在这样的一个道琼斯指数的下跌，成为了一个这样子全球经济的一个下滑的一个驱动器。
And this is my opinion. I mean, this is just again, I'm trying to be a scientist about it.
这是我自己的想法。再一次，我是希望说我以一个科学家的角度这样来看。
But that trigger that day is God's the manifestation of Jesus Christ all over it.
那这样子的一个触动， 就是我们可以看到耶稣基督在很多地方都这样子有他留下他自己的印记。
Some of you may have heard me mention this. That day it dropped 777.7 points.
那一天是下跌了777.7个点数。
And how many percent?
那多少个百分点？
You can just kind of think that time. That time was almost about 10,000.
It's actually about 7%. 7%.
7 years after 9/11.
在911之后的第七年。
And that day, September 29th, was Rosh Hashanah.
在18天之后的9月29号是犹太的新年。
Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year's that ushered in the next year.
那是犹太新年的第一天，这样子让我们进入到下面一年。
And if you add that year, it's five. I can't remember five seven. I can never remember the number. If you add that year 57 something to 2008, 5769 or something to 2008.
如果你将2008年和
Yeah, 5, 7, 6, 9.
5, 7, 6, 9年这样子相加起来。
That was the year of the Jewish year. 5, 7, 6, 9. Yeah, that's 2008. Again, your math is very good, right? What do you get?
那当时犹太新年是犹太年第五七六九年。So 5, 7, 6, 9. 然后我们将它和2008年这样子加在一起，大家看看你得到什么数字？你们的数学非常好。
7, 7, 7, 7.
是不是七七七七
？You know, could be coincidence. I don't know.
那可能会是一个偶然的巧合，但是我真的不知道。
Well, I don't know, but I do take a position.
我当然我不知道，但是我确实要觉得说我要去站对地方。
The global tsunami, the shaking of the economic systems of this world since 2008, is of the heart of God.
那在2008年这样的一个金融海啸这样子来震动世界整个经济的这样一件事情，我想说是神的心意。
There are many implications, you know, in that we don't have time to discuss today.
那当中有很多的彰显，我们可以去分享，但是今天我们没有时间去分享。
As I look back,
但是当我们这样子往后看的时候
，What I saw was that God was speaking to His servant.
那我就知道说，神借着他的仆人在对我们说话。
Given him a forewarning, a foreknowledge that he's going to manifest his testimony. He's going to manifest Jesus Christ as Lord over all.
那就是给他的仆人这样一个完全的一个明白，完全的一个启示，让他们知道说，主耶稣基督是这个世界经济体系的权柄。
That was just kind of a reminder for us now because it's passed so long.
那这件事情已经过去了，但是对我们来说是一个很好的提醒。
But it's very, very significant for us to understand what he's doing today.
那我们需要知道他今天正在做什么，这件事情对我们非常重要。
This is November, just 2 months ago.
那现在是11月，就是在两个月之前。
On September 11th. September 11th.
在9月11号，两个月前，在9月11号的时候。
Now this is the seventh year, beginning the seventh year since 2008, right?
那这是2008年之后的第七年，对不对
？On September 11th, my father was in New York City.
那在那个时候，我的父亲去了纽约市。
As he mentioned last night.
他昨天晚上他有提到
that he, you know, visited people who are very, very deep into trading and hedge funds.
那他昨天有提到说他这样子遇到了一些人，他们和对那个证券交易和那个期货这些非常的有知识，在知识上就是很全备。
And again, he met at least four people that we've known for a very long time, four very, very godly brothers.
那他遇到了四位我们他遇见了四位我们最少就是聊最少有四位我们曾经认识很多年的，而且
And they are also very, very, you know, deep experts in the field of trading
那他们在证券交易这方面也是非常有知识，而且非常深深的这样子，就是知道怎样去做证券交易。
And again, all four of them, we did not know. He met them in three locations.
那他遇到这四个人是在三个不同的地方。
On the September 11th.
在九月十一号。
And they were all born in 1972.
他们都是在1972年出生的。
So, again, what is God telling us?
那再一次。
This is the signal of God again.
神到底在对我们说什么？
Because
这是神的信号吗？
What is 1972 relating to? 1972 is relating to my brother's birthday, Li Xiang.
那
September 11th.
1972年到底就说是什么？是我弟弟李翔牧师的生日。
No, he didn't really do anything. I don't think that he said anything. He didn't do anything. He was just born that day with that name that he didn't even choose.
那
don't blame him, okay? Okay, don't blame him for anything.
他没有做任何的事情，他只是在1972年那一天，1972年九月十一号那一天出生。然后呢，他只是叫了那个名字。你们不要责备他，他没有做任何的事情。
也不要碰他起来。So the relationship 1972 again goes back to the revelation of Jesus Christ and manifestation of His authority over everything in our lives.
那么九月十一号这样子，我们往回看，就是他要这样子来彰显耶稣基督在我们这个世界上每一件事情上面的全能。
Last time this happened, God gave him a signal. You know, a couple weeks later, something really really manifested.
那上一次就是在临近九幺幺的时候，神给了那个牧师一个非常。给了牧师一个启示，那过了几天之后，那么那个事情就发生了。
I think God has given us another signal.
我相信我想说，神现在正在给我们另外一个信号。
That there's another manifestation of the Lamb, the testimony of who He is that He's going to show in the world economy.
那神的羔羊，他再一次会有一个见证，他要来彰显他自己。然后在我们整个的这样一个世界的系统上面
，Some of you may not feel it, but the world economy is really oppressive to the church. It really is an oppression to the church.
那
like the Midianites.
那有一些人可能还没有感受到，但是世界的经济真的是跟那个教会的这种也是说没有关系。
The world economic system, the value system of the world economy is against the church.
Yeah,那我们知道说这个世界上的这种经济系统和我们教会的这些价值观都是相冲突的，都是这样子背离的，就像那个米甸人一样。
And it seems like God is giving us a signal that he's going to do something.
那神现在给我们一个信号，他要做一些事情。
And perhaps it is like a shaking up, like, you know,that will allow the church to begin to be a testimony in the economics of this world.
那也许他会在这样的一个世界当中做一个震动，来让我们的教会在这个世界当中成为一个见证。
And that manifestation may start with the 300 of changing the atmosphere.
那这样子的一个这样子的一个。
That that change or that work that he's going to bring about.
那这样的一个改变会让我们的教会就像基甸的三百人一样，在这个世界上有一个见证。
To bring about a change in the atmosphere.
来在这个氛围当中带下一个改变。
I usually don't get into these kind of things very deeply, but this time it's too obvious for me.
那我很多时候对这些事情我好像没有那么明白，但是这一次好像神就让我看得非常，就是显明得非常直接，非常明显。
I think calendars, I think seasons are very, very are created by God and they're very, very important in God's timetable.
那我想日历 就是这样子的一个时季节，神这样创造的一个季节，是对神来说，他的时间表是非常重要的。
God gave the Jewish people calendars days of observance.
那哦，神给了以色列人他们的日历和他们的节期。
All with the purpose of his agenda, from not just that time, but all the way into his kingdom come.
那神给这些都是有他自己的目的的，不是说这个日子就是这样过，一直到他的，一直延伸到他的国度当中，或者是他的国度来临的时候。
Some of you may know this.
那有些人可能知道这个。
But next year, 2015.
那下一年，2015年。
Again, beginning in September in Rosh Hashanah.
那在911，二零一四年911
是2015年在 Rosh Hashanah， 明年。
那2015年在犹太历的年。
It's going to begin a jubilee year.
那是我们禧年的一个开始。
Jubilee year happens every 50 years.
那禧年是每一个第五十年。
God told the Israelites in Leviticus that for every 49 years, every 7 times 7 years. After the 7 times 7 years, you are to have a rest year. You are to have a jubilee year.
那神告诉以色列人说，在每一个第七个七年的下面一年，你们要进入到一个安息当中。
Actually, not so much 安息 but it's a jubilee year.
进入到一个禧年当中。
And this is if you go read the passage, it's very interesting.
那你如果回去读那个经文的话，是非常有趣的。
People's debts get canceled.
那人们的债被这样子免除了。
If you were a slave, you became free.
那如果你是一个奴仆的话，你就会被释放得自由。
If you are in prison, you get set free.
如果你在坐监狱的话，你可以回家。
If the property you had you sold to somebody else that was your forefathers, it comes back to you.
那如果你的祖辈为你留下的这种地产，你这样卖给别人的时候，那到第五十年的时候，你可以将它收回来，不用付任何的钱。
It's a restoration, of what God has, what God has destined and ordained.
那这是神所命定的一个恢复的一年。
And It's a second chance for people to restart, to give a new beginning.
那这是一个第二个开始，让人有一个第二次，让人有一个新的开始的一年。
It's a economic reset, a way to stabilize a bubble economy.
那也是一个经济秩序的重新排列，那就是让那个巴比伦系统会比较稳定。
And this is what God.Has ordained to the people of Israel. It's not something that they made up.
那这是神给以色列人的一个定力，并不是人所创造出来的。
So he has a heart, in the events of these calendars.
那在
see certain things happen according to his desire.
那他在这样子一系列的日历当中，他会看到一些事件的发生，是根据他自己的心意来设定的。
So beginning 2015, Rosh Hashanah is a 50th year, is a jubilee year.
那2015年进入到犹太历年是那个禧年的开始。
What does that mean?
那它意味着什么？
I mean, there have been people who track market performance versus these different years, the Sabbath year of 7 years and so forth. I don't fully understand all of it yet.
那在那个。
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. But if God ordained that calendar,
如果神这样子立定了这样一个日历，
we need to pay attention to it.
我们需要注意。
We're not sure how he's going to manifest that, but we need to begin to pay attention and seek his face, especially when he's giving us signals through his servant.
那当他的仆人这样子给了我们一个信号，借着他的仆人给我们一个信号的时候，我们需要真正的来注意他到底要做什么。
And not only next year is a jubilee year.
那不光是说这一年是禧年。
But it's also the 70th jubilee year since Joshua entered into the land of Canaan.
那这从那个约书亚进入到迦南美地，这是第七十个禧年。
So 70 is also quite a significant number in the scripture.
那70实际上在圣经当中也是一个非常重要的数字。
You know, 70 years Israel was sent to Babylon for fixing up, and then after that they came back.
那70年干嘛？
他们被丢到巴比伦。
对，70年他们被丢到那个巴比伦去，然后后来又回来，被救回来。
Why am I talking about all of this?
为什么我在讲这些？
Some of this might be confusing to some people. Some of you guys might be like, I don't know. But
我们当中有些人可能会觉得说非常的混淆，为什么你要讲这些？我也不知道。
But the one thing that I do know is that we have to do what the Father is doing.
但是有一件事情我所知道的是，我们要做父所做的。
If we want to know what we want to do, what the Father is doing, we have to seek out what He is doing.
那我们想要做父所做的事情的时候，我们需要来寻求说他在做什么。
Because if He is going to have perhaps a reshift, an economic shift that's going to be happening in the next year, in the next 2 years or 5 years.
那如果他要在世界经济当中做这样一个重新排列组合的工作，在下一年或者下面三年五年当中，
If he's doing something, do you think he expects the church to be involved?
那如果他要做这些事情的话，他是不是希望我们的教会要进入到跟他一起同工呢？
不是有希望而已，他期待。Do you think he expects the church to be involved?
他会期望教会与他同工。
Not just involved, but just be driving it like the Gideon's army.
不单单是与他同工，就像基甸这样子的三百勇士一样，一直往前冲。
Many of us missed the signal in 2008.
我们很多人错失掉了2008年的信号。
Not too many churches that I know responded properly to that tsunami.
那我所知道的，没有很多的教会真正的就是以一个正确的回应来回应那样一个金融海啸。
Ours included, we didn't know what was going on.
那我们也是，我们不知道在发生什么。
I did not understand this again. What I just told you, I did not understand it until maybe a few weeks ago.
那我就像我刚刚跟大家所说的，我实际上我并不明白这些事情，直到前面两个星期的时候，我才真正知道。
And then begin to piece together what God is doing through MTC. Why is He giving us also a signal? Wow, such you know, a drop in number. Are you doing a selection? Is this identifying?Season right now.
那这样子让我就联系到我们现在正在举办的这样一个特会，然后我就在想说，神到底他在做什么呢？他这样让我们的人数这样大大的减少，他是不是在拣选？是不是在开始这样子来来判断
？If God is on a move to doing something in the next few years.
如果神正在要在下面几年当中正在要做这些事情，那他期盼他的教会要成为这样事情当中的一个见证。
In world economy, in world finances,
在我们的世界金融体系当中，在我们的世界经济体系当中，
in your profession,
在我们的职业职场当中。
How are you feeling right now? Do you want to be part of this?
大家现在感觉怎样？你想不想成为其中的一部分？
Because what we believe this is a season right now is the identification season.
那我们明白说，这样的一个时节是神正在将所有的显明的一个时节。
I don't know how he's going to do it.
我不知道他会怎样做。
Just like Gideon didn't really know how he was going to do it.
就像基甸他不知道神要怎样做一样。
But I believe God's identification right now is a group of people, not that they will go and fight the world's economy and economic systems.
那我就知道说神现在正在来拣选一些人，并不是说他们要这样子，不仅仅是他们要去跟世界的经济体系做一个对抗。
But that they will be the people positioned in key places to set the atmosphere.
而是。而且神要把这些人放在不同的位置，来把那个地方的那个氛围给改变。
Gideon split his 300 people into three groups.
那基甸将他的300人分成三个不同的组。
And they did not bring swords. It didn't look like they brought swords with them.
那他们并没有带上这个刀剑。
Because they know they can't. Yeah.
那他们知道说他们没有办法去打仗。
What was visible that they brought with them were two things.
那我们看到的他们所带的东西是两件。
One was a horn.
第一个是角。
And then another was a jar with light inside.
那他们另外是带了一个瓶子，那个瓶子里面有火把。
Gideon already knew. You know, don't even try. Just completely go with God.
那基甸也知道说，根本就试都不要去试了，你就完全的这样子跟随神吧。
So if God chooses you, identifies you, and calls you to be part of this army,
那如果今天神要选召你，要呼召你，要进到这样的一个军队当中，
we have to be of a mindset that you know we're not going to fight in the conventional way.
那我们要有一个意念，我们要有一个理念，知道说我们不会以传统的打仗的方式去打。
And God is not going to look at your capabilities today, look at your finances today, look at your, you know, your connections today to say, well, whether you're qualified or not.
那神今天不会再想再来看说你的经济状况怎么样，你的人脉怎么样，你的那个你的能力，你的能力怎么样。
What God is looking for is, are you different than the rest of the mainstream?
那神就会看到说你和其他的这些主流是不一样的。
When things don't look fancy, when things are not in style, do you still see God? Do you still see His hand moving?
当那个事情看起来不是我们所想象的那么美好的时候，那么我们是不是看到神所看到的？
Are you willing to stand apart and just say, God, I have only two fishes, five loaves and two fishes. This is it. I'm going in with the army.
那你会不会就是把你自己你就跟神说，这是我的五饼，这是我的二鱼，我可以这样子把它奉献出来，然后我就跟你的军队一起前行。
This group of people set the atmosphere.
这一群人他们来为这个氛围做一个定调。
And then in that they were the gatekeepers of letting God's handcome into the battle.
那在那个地方有一个守门人，他们会让
他们就是守门人，
他们就是守门人，让神可以进入到这个征战当中去。
So God is looking really, I guess, looking for gatekeepers.
那神现在是在找守门人。
He's looking for gatekeepers of the release of His power.
他在找守门人，这样子来释放他的全能。
And that power, once it's released, will raise the faith of many people around us, many of his church, then to begin to move together.
当他这样子的一个全能被释放的时候，这样子将很多人的信心这样子再一次眺望，以至于他自己的军队会被兴起。
This is what we think the Father is doing.
这就是我们在想说父神到底在做什么。
There are many aspects of the heart. That puts us in the place of being that gatekeeper.
那我们心里面有很多这样子，我们有很多的层面可以来叫我们在那个守门，怎样在那个守门人的位置上。
One is that you know who is your Lord.
那第一个就是你知道说谁是你的主。
Who is the Lord of your finances? Who is the Lord of your business? Who is the Lord of your career? Who is the Lord of your ministry?
那谁是你经济状况的主？谁是你自己的那个创业的主？谁是你家里面的主？谁是你自己的服侍的主？ Thanks.
Everyone who's here this year. Everyone who's here this year.I believe have an identification mark on you.
在我们这一年过来参加这个特会的每一个人身上都会有一个印记。
I mean, it's broader than people who are here, but I believe every one of you have that identification mark on you.
那我相信说在我们身上每个人身上都会有一个记号。
And the way the Lord is going to speak to you is not like some sort of emotional transient experience.
那神对你们说话的方式不仅仅说让你们在情绪上有一个这样子的在灵里面在情绪上的一个非常被提升的经历。
I mean, God does that. It ministers, it really helps a lot of people.
那神也是那样去做，这样子去服侍的时候，真的是帮助很多的人。
I have many experiences like that myself.
那我自己有很多这样的经验。
But as I was kind of sharing with a brother this morning, I think God is taking us from one level to another.
那就像我今天早上与另外一个弟兄分享的，就是说神把我们从一个层面带到另外一个层面。
We used to be in the elementary school.
我们原来是小学。
And God is taking us to junior high.
那现在神把我们带到初中。
The difference between elementary school and junior high is very, very different.
那你知道说，哦，那个，小学和初中它的区别是很大的。
Going from one room, one class, one teacher to many teachers in many rooms.
那就是原来在小学的时候，你就是在一个教室里面学习，是一个老师在教，然后到初中的时候，你就会要从一个教室跑到另外一个教室，从一个老师换到另外一个老师，在一天当中。
There's adjustment that God is making with us.
那神在这我们当中做一些调整的工作。
Another level of independence.
那给我们一些独立。
Another level of giving us authority and responsibility to steward.
神在另外一个神给了我们另外一个层面的权柄，另外一个层面的责任。
I mean, He will still touch us deeply in our emotions.
那神也在我们的情感上非常深的在触摸我们。
We'll continue, that's a wonderful thing. We have to continue to pursue that.
那我们需要一直持续的这样去追求，这是一个非常，这是一件非常好的事情。
But He's also doing some transformational work in us, some value system work in us that is going to be long lasting. It's going to be sustained.
那神也在我们当中更深的做那样一个价值观的一个转换的工作，这是一个长远的一个长久持久的工作。
That's why I call this.Of meat message, M&M.
那这就是为什么我把它叫做是一个吃肉的信息 M&M.
It is a message appropriate for the 300.
那这就是我们300勇士的这样一个信息。
So what we're going to do right now?
那我们现
在 give you a chance to respond.
那我们现在要怎样做来？做回应呢？
I will not ask the worship team to come up with music right now, even though they're a wonderful worship team.
我现在不邀请我们的敬拜团队这样子来给我们演奏一些音乐。我知道说我们的敬拜团队非常好。
But let's just take it really simple and really pure before the Lord.
那我们就非常简单、非常单纯的在神的面前。
I mean, music helps us to kind of enter into, to enter into the spirit.
那音乐帮助我们进入到灵里面。
But it can also allow us to get lazy and kind of like, oh, okay, just listen to this. You kind of get, distracted. It happens sometimes.
那有时候我们也会就选择一种比较懒洋洋的方式，就说哦，我就听听这个音乐，然后有时候甚至被音乐这样子分散我们的注意力。
Sometimes we have nothing else.
那有时候我们什么都没有。
Can you still be turned into that worship?
那我们是不是还可以进入到那样一个敬拜当中？我们是不是还可以来触摸到那个膏油？我们可不可以单单的这样来看到我们的神，不会看到任何其他的东西？这就是神所寻找的基甸的300勇士。
He's showing us a signal.
他给我们一个信号。
How we can respond to God?
我们怎样来向神有一个回应？
Let's all stand together.
我邀请大家都站起来。
Lord, just speak to your people. You're speaking to your servant. And you're letting us know your heart. You're giving us signals. Just enough so that we have to respond in faith. You don't tell us everything. But you tell us just enough so that we can step into this with faith. Lord, you're showing here we, as we gather, as we hear this signal, we lift up ourselves to you and we respond to you in worship. Lord, at this time as we begin to feel the weight of this message, sometimes it feels like it's a burden. So Lord, right now we just want to respond to you like a proclaiming. We might not fully understand. We might not even fully buy in. But Lord, we will just respond to you in worship. So right now, I just want to encourage everybody that we don't let them stop here. Let's respond with a physical voice. And let's just respond to God with tongues. If you can speak in tongues, let's just begin to raise our voices in tongues to the Lord. As God shows us this message, let's respond back to Him for an open heaven to show us even deeper understanding of what He's doing. Let's just stir the atmosphere. Lift up, speaking whatever you want, tongues, whatever. Let's just respond to the Lord in this, because we don't know.
Oh, you're gonna...
Strength in ourselves.
We can only make ourselves good soil. Oh, that he is the only God of Jesus. In your mercy, would you look down upon us? We want to be consoled to your seed. We have so much pressure and so much distraction, but we don't want the seed to be choked by them. We have no worth in ourselves and we are unclean. But we can only reach for your robe, Lord. We do not want the seed to fall on rocky soil. We do not want the seed to get choked by the cares of this life. We do not want to be bleeding for the rest of our lives. Lord, even just your, even this edge of your robe, Lord, even just the edge of your robe, we will touch it. We will reach out and touch that right now. Because we want that kingdom seed. We want that kingdom message deeply planted into us. We want a complete transformation. We want to come out of here completely different. Jesus.
Jesus,
you are the one who sucks in his
name.
You are on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move. Hallelujah. The Lamb is going to reveal himself. The Lamb is going to show his testimony. The Lamb is going to call his church to be his witnesses. Lord, we want to be in your way. Let us today at least touch the edge of your robe. Let us at least have you turn around and gaze upon us. Show your face to your children.
Thank you. Ever since I was young and the Holy Spirit took hold of my life, I've always wanted to run hard after Him. And I kept praying that God send me people that are like like-minded and like-hearted. So we can run after you together. And decades passed. And it was pretty much a lot of disappointment. And it turned to resentment towards God. But recently, God opened my eyes. And He taught me that the people that are already in my life, those are the people that God has called. That together we can run hard after God. There's this lie floating around. That Christianity is between me and God. It has always been about Christ and His church. Jesus says that we are all members of one body and He is the head. And God showed me this picture. I saw this person whose foot was caught in a bear trap. And this person was trying to run and trying to get away. But no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't get very far because his foot was caught. And God told me that you are only as strong as the weakest person in your group. And you wanting to like be all gung-ho and run away is actually exacerbating the problem. You're causing the wounds of that weak person, the one that's trapped in the trap, to get worse and worse. Like God is telling me to stop. Help that person get his foot out of the trap. Stay with that person and nurture that person until that person is healed. So that together you can run. And run full speed. Now I believe that I'm talking to a room full of leaders. People who have that passion and that desire to run hard after God. And I believe God is giving us this invitation to repent, to humble ourselves.
在神的面前谦卑自己,
just like Jesus humbled himself.
就像耶稣谦卑自己的,
and identify the weakest among us.
我们真的是世上说最,在我当中最弱的,
and spend the time with that person or those people.
找到我们当中最弱的,
and allow God to bring his healing work to that person,
给那个人,
to those people,
给那些人,
so that we as a body can be strong.
让我们做一个身体,
thank God for that message. Because there is I believe there's something that we can do to be that flow of that message. To continue to prepare our hearts for this kingdom assignment in the next coming year. One of the things the Lord has shown us recently about unity one thing that he's kind of shown us is this. Is that unity is not about just working together to accomplish a common task. It's not just collaborating and then coordinating each other.
并不是说要彼此这样子合作，彼此这样子来把这个事情给分配好。
Because if that's all unity is, then we will have a perfect world where people don't make any mistakes.
那如果这样就是合一的话，那么我们不会犯任何错误，这就是一个完美的世界。
But the world is not like that.
但是这个世界并不是这样。
We are not like that.
我们也不像那样。
Every one of us have weaknesses.
我们每一个人都有软弱。
Just like what Nancy just said, there's a person that's weakest, probably the weakest in your group.
那就像Nancy刚刚所提到的，那么当中有一个人是最软弱的，在你们这个一个小组当中。
What is unity?
什么是合一？
Unity is the strong covering the weak. Everybody has strength and everybody has weaknesses. 每一个人都有他的坚强，有一个人他有他的虚弱。 This means that we cover each other. 意思就是我们要彼此遮盖。 And not only that, even more important, 还有更重要的, is that when we cover others with our strength, or when we look at others' weaknesses, we do not get offended by their weaknesses. 当我们看到别人的软弱，我们不会为他的软弱，我们会觉得被冒犯。 When we're covering them with our strength, we will not look down upon them, we will not speak against them, we will not scold them.
我们也不要这样去责备他，也更不要去这样子去用话语去伤害他们。
That will make the difference between the glory of God and the work of man.
这就会带下一个很大的不一样，就是什么是神荣耀的工作，什么是人的工作。
I cover so many people with my strength.
我用我自己的比较强的一个地方来这样子来扶持别人的软弱。
But so oftentimes it stops right there because I have indignation toward them.
那很多时候就在有个地方被停止了，是因为我轻看他们的尊严。
Maybe I accomplished that work of covering, but no. I still look down on my brother and my sister.
Yes,
When they are trapped, we take them out of that trap. And we help them to keep away from that trap. And we love them. Lord, I am sorry for doing that. Especially to those who I lead. Even to my leaders. Sometimes if I cover them, I become resentful and I feel like I'm being used. Lord, I place that before you. Because true unity, Lord, looks past these weaknesses. It's a true weakness. True unity looks past these weaknesses. But we ask for a seed like that to be planted in the children. As you identify 300, let this understanding of unity will become your hallmark. God bless your people. God bless your children once. God bless your 300. May you set them apart and may you speak into their hearts deeply. Jesus, name we pray. Just because we say amen is not the end of the year. God will continue to speak to you. And I encourage you to continue to listen to him. I encourage you to stay and let the Holy Spirit continue to work in your heart. Let there be a genuine transformation. This is what we want to see God do in this place today. You're welcome to stay here until the next session, 1:30. And we'll see how the Holy Spirit leads us. You know, when you sit here in the session, you work by the Holy Spirit. And it's not about people here, it's not about, you know, pastors or anybody, but it is about the Holy Spirit's presence. So that's what I want you to do. I want to encourage you to just commune with Him. So by the grace of the Son, the love of the Father, and the move and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you forever and ever.